And so she was going downtown, hunting a place, and asked the ox to give room. Won't go in there for juice the bone. You know, they wouldn't give room. She went on further. They went on a little house. House wall right now, built round and round, juice bone in just like a coconut. One piece here, one piece under there, and round, round, round. It's just round, like a barrel. And the bone, yeah. Send word to King Herod. Oh, King Herod said, oh, King Herod, come. Seeking the child's life to kill him. Kill all them baby boys. Kill about 2,000 or 3,000 baby boys. All right, the angel came by night and told Mary, told Joseph, take the baby and Mary and feed to Egypt. There comes Joseph with a horse, a mule. The mule represents peace, horse represents war. So when you see it come out on the battlefield with horses, that's war. Mule for peace. Joseph took the mule, and took the mule and lead the mule, and Mary got up on the mule and had Jesus in her arm, going on to Egypt. Went on to Egypt and stayed there until King Herod, judged King Herod was dead. And heard King Herod dead, and his son boy to Jesus got the word. He went from Ephesus to Kiffin to all different places and come back and said, King Herod is dead, you can come back now, you come on back. Jesus come on back.
Well, that was good that he got away.
It sure is. Good he got away. If he didn't have got away, he wouldn't have been here today.
You don't think so?
No, I know he wouldn't. Because this world is nothing but darkness. You couldn't see. Just like I can't see my hand, you can see nothing in the world.
If he hadn't
lived? If he had to live, of course he wouldn't. Oh, no, sir. No, none of these people wouldn't have been here. Because these people came from the scene after Jesus died. One of the God in the white folks.
Oh.
In God time. And Jesus died, then all this other generation come up.
Oh, there weren't any black people?
No, ma'am. There no colored people, sir. Not in that one. Uh-huh. Because man, or another, just laying out. Just like you might lay out that pencil down there. You know that there? You might lay that pencil out, all right? God come and breathe in the nostrils of man, came a living soul. That really come. That's really come in there.
Oh, so you think that Jesus was white?
Well, I can't say. I say the truth. It don't. I believe he was.
You
I believe he is, though. I believe he was white.
You don't think that black people are any different than white, do you?
No, I mean no different. But see. White folks came on the scene first, that's what that was. Came on the scene first. The colored folks came in last. When Jesus died, that's where they come in at.
Uh-huh. What about the Chinese people? When did they come?
They come too after Jesus. One about here but white folks is God. A few white folks here in God during God time. One about here. One no Chinese, no nothing here. No ma'am.
Uh-huh. And what about Africa? Nobody lived there?
Who?
In the rest of the world, nobody lived except in that one place where Jesus
was? No, Jesus, God was all about. And Jesus was all about, too. Because when Jesus got to, he must enter, a child ought to be born, ought to be baptized until he's about 13 years old. Because when he's 13 years old, Jesus said, high time I entered my father's business. God leave assignment for Jesus to carry out. That's what the assignment put on him, to carry his assignment out. So I put my assignment on my son. Because when you see me, you see my son, you see my son, you see me.
Oh,
me and my son
all
in one. We all the same. And the three Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Ghost the Spirit.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for telling me all that.